Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, yes, this is comedian Organic OK. Today's episode is, you know, the show is, you know, it's on its marathon. It's called Organic OK. And what we do, favorite thing around community and services. Right now, we are pulling from the info drive of our opposition that we've been dealing with for a very long time in society. What, movies, types of opposition that's been put out here as pollution. And you don't think some point in time we would have to do community service psychologically? You know, we've been polluting too much information out there that people have been accustomed to seeing, and they know these things. They know it's opposition. They know at some point in time, you know, you put no trash outside and you don't pick the trash up, if it's blocking your door, you're going to have to clean some trash out to even get outside, and that's what we did. There's 20 people out here suffering, communities suffering out to all different neighborhoods across the world. And we just think that we can just, oh yeah, that's all right, you know. We can't just move through these people's, they're here, they're living, you know. You got to have somebody go maintain a cemetery. So you know a person living got to have to be maintained. Then that motion is going to be amputated because you and your selfish ways have been custom and you've been talking to people. You think that they control the universal setup of what we believe in? You think people just going to just suffer to this level and we stay, we just going to let people politically and propaganda just, oh, no, this not no this. It's not going to be, and we're seeing these levels of this actual process that people are going through. It's 20 people are compromised collectively. And people start talking to you about stuff just to see where you at. Because they don't see enough destruction going on, and they want to take all your peace of mind on top of it. Maybe you don't got that much money. Maybe the resources you actually have is limited. You don't want that little bit. Just to say that, you know, they got all of it. And it comes across people just going around acting like they're nice and throwing all this pollution and propaganda around. People think what we're doing today is everything for tomorrow. No. What people are eating today is really eating to tomorrow, because there's some people out there who are talking about this. So they got somebody they can talk to in the community. And they feel in some way that they got a protest of their opposition. And all these people going through this, and then they get to see this move like a cartoon will move through multiple levels of movement collectively on top of each other. And this gave them, and this will make, waking people up. And they're putting people's psychological standpoint in them, if you know. They're changing people's, you know, space in their mind and on a lot of levels. this is Comedian Organic OK. The show is called Comedian Organic OK. And we are 6:07 p.m. Friday. Yes, we are wrapping up the last, you know, we ain't got that many days left in this month. And October is International Disabled Awareness Month. And to let you know that, for those that are not familiar with October is International Disabled Awareness Month. And today is Friday, October 30th. And we are at 6:07 p.m. And we are in the actual preparation for change. And we have to make sure the preparation is done right. We keep talking about all this intellect and all this conversation about changing something, but we ain't giving people the understanding of where we at. Does it truly recognize the solution? And we have been so caught up in stirring up, you know, this kind of selfish container, where we don't really want everyone to be free, but we want to talk to people that are not free and oppress them with people that's free. And this is something that's going around quite a bit. Understand something. In your life, you have seen a lot of people have cured you, change, help. But when claim and help look like one group of people, not everybody, something's wrong with that. Change look like all different types of people. Society's giving you all this propaganda and social bias platform with the political platforms. But people are not really being free. They've been auctioned off. They're almost like a black market of people sacrificing their organs and things are being, you know, on a black market. And this is what we're doing. If we really want people to be free, we can see them connecting with that. It's triggering the space in people once they become, as a person say, once you know better, you do better. And that's the thing. We're not giving people that opportunity to even do better, you know, that know better. It's all this, you know, in the community. What I'm looking to do. I'm looking to do a number of things in different communities. Some of the interviews, some of it is social setup. Now we're dealing with COVID-19. So doing events and meeting people in person is not really what we're doing right now. Some people have been away with us in states, some areas. But for the most part, I'm not going to be going around picking up a lot of coffee from something that is trash. I get a lot of that. Another trash. Oh, well, so much trash here. I understand. That's not all what I'm doing. It's a few times. When people don't want to do something themselves, your mind can use. And if you say you want to do something with a reason, that's not all you want to do. You know, I want to do a different form. I don't, you know, the comedy is something I want to do. And the people want me to say, here, oh, yeah, find the comedy, oh, come here, go to Texas, go to New York, go to Chicago, you know, go all those different places, and when it's a fire in the world, it's free. So, go fire in the world, and do comedy, and fire in the world, and do comedy. There's going to be some things that's going to be in place for you to do it. tell me just because you can pay a certain dollar amount, wherever part of the world you're in, there's people that come from other places and they have been accustomed to using the hustle. There's still people that are not familiar with it. Not new. Been around for a long time. But the thing I'm saying is, stop pocket checking me on what I'm supposed to be getting. Don't give me what you think I'm supposed to get based on what you have been labeled to have for yourself. Well, there's something to the rule. You could give you something that's worth something. A lot of people are not giving you much at all. They don't want to sit there and pick you for the massive group of people that's not making anything. Sometimes you're that more accomplished. They're like, well, you get this much. I didn't get this much for this and this. And that's what that right there, that's a very conflict of interest experience. When you got people collectively trying to tell you how much you're going to get. Because they're not getting it. You're going to find some problem with that a lot of the time. But if you're working for public service, let's tell you about how much the next person is making when what they're making is a lot more than a lot of people are making, and they still ain't doing much as they possibly can. See, and that's and that is another component within this. Oh, we're at 6:14 p.m. Friday, October 30th. This is Community Organic. Okay. Community services is offered different ways. I don't want to be having people, when I told people this, I said, whoever is going to be on the community platform, whenever they're on here, they're on here. It's not going to be, oh, this person's going to be on Monday, this person's going to be on Friday, because this experience, every, you know, interview, it's supposed to be natural, you know. And people have never considered, some people have an anxiety attack, like being overwhelmed with people treating them like a robot. Feeling like, oh, this comes to, you know, responsibility. And last my check, I seen a lot of things from responsibility people ain't doing. You know, and now it's a lot of life or death situation, and people are not taking care of those things. Then they trying to hold people in certain platforms or social gatherings and social platforms. They can't do nothing wrong. That's not right. This is the thing that authorities show you. They show you images of people and setups where it's like, why don't see more platforms where you tell us, you know, why are we talking about prejudice and racist platforms? And we're excluding people being held accountable or responsible because of the language they speak it. Because this language here is one language, then because the language they speak is another language. If you're doing things inappropriate, it don't matter that it's inappropriate. We got too many toxic spaces where people are not allowing anyone to actually have any peace of mind, and that's all right, this is Community Organic, okay? And dealing with communities, dealing with these shows, because this is a podcast, and people watch this program from different parts of the world, and they get different meanings, you know, different messages based on individual, right? So you got some people that listen to what you're saying, and based on what you're saying, regardless of what you're saying, they interpret it totally different in what you're telling them based on what you're saying. And that's a whole other situation within the situation. because if somebody's judging you for what you're saying, and they're commenting what you're saying, not because it's wrong, because they're biased and they're throwing propaganda, you're never going to, for the most part, have too many wealthy situations with them. You're always going to be undermined in all these different situations that are going to benefit the person that throwing it at you, because you're not seeing the angle of their greed and how it benefits for you to never sound like you're right, even when you're telling the truth. And anytime somebody's doing something like that, you tell them the facts and they're trying to modify it, that's something entirely different right there. You're getting somebody right there, they're just throwing you some stuff just to give you a hard time. And that's totally different. You know, somebody up to you, well, this means that. But when you go to the store, you can't tell them what other contracts and other business offering. And like, this store right here may tell you there's no refunds. But this other store give me refunds. This one, like, you can't, you know what I mean? And they're going to be like, well, our policy here states no refunds. We're not the other store. And that's the same thing how people try to throw stuff. It got nothing to do with you, what you're experiencing, and trying to discredit that from other, you know, government and other, you know, platforms that's aren't. You know, you got money from different countries and different jurisdictions, and it's not honored everywhere. Just like you may go to an arcade, you got different arcade chains. It may not work necessarily. It's the same thing. People trying to tell you something that don't apply here. And how does it apply here? How is that helping me? How is what we're talking about apply to what I'm dealing with? My point. So we're doing what? You're going out just trying to get the basics. And people, the little bit you got, they want to talk about what you got. I have this, and I got this. I like your car. I like. And people are, and this is, you know, a level of toxic, you know, that if we don't address this, we're never going to truly have any happiness. We must address this at a level of peace and recognize that, because otherwise there's going to be way more problems than we can actually resolve from the understanding that we've been taught and how people are telling you, you know. Right is right, wrong is wrong. Going between what language and what country you're coming from is right, wrong is wrong. And everybody getting the same information, the same opportunity, then none of that will even matter. Because you ain't getting the same resource, ain't getting the same opportunity, and then that become another problem within the problem, that it becomes something that people find very, you know, deceitful. And then this would be something that people have to keep on trying to address, because it's not bringing people to where they need to be so they can be successful. It's really keeping people behind, getting people the sense of illusion, you know, a sense of accomplishment that they're never going to fully accomplish because how it's set up. It's up in a way for them to never be free. And if you're dealing with infrastructure like that, how are you truly, truly going to be your complete self? Where is the greater part of you will have anywhere to grow? Is this going to be amputated in all the overloaded lies that you have allowed to get in this way? And when you do these things, what's going to happen eventually is you're going to find yourself trying to cut out the important part and end up cutting out all the unimportant parts that is taking over. Once something takes over, it's hard to get out. Once it gets deep in that, it's going to be hard for you to actually take out all those important parts. You have more important parts being, you know, cut out than the unimportant parts that look like the unimportant parts. And that's going to be hard. It's going to be hard. And that's what we're dealing with. We're dealing with all these different things that are distracting us from. When you get to a place in your life where you start seeing the importance of your greatness
being amputated and compromised and undermined, you're never really going to have any freedom in your mind to really move on. And that's going to be another problem within a problem. And when you have those kind of issues, there's going to be something that's going to buy, take up more time than it takes to do things that's successful. You're going to be doing things that's unsuccessful, and these are going to be the outcomes of you compromising yourself, trying to get back to the actual connection to what you believed in, and now you've been distracted, and then all these other components. So now you're sitting there carrying all this stuff that's important, and it's dying because you compromised yourself. And when you do those things, it's going to be another problem within a problem. Because when you're compromising yourself and people are the reason that you are influenced by that, it's never going to truly be free. It's going to be truly a hostage. Anything you do that looks like freedom is going to be a problem. Because you let people, you know, buy your truth for inefficient bills that they can't pay for. And you're going to be constantly not clear how you're going to enjoy something you pay for when people are quite often, you know, eating the tabs of your greatness. And until you realize it, you're going to be, you know, starving to death through the appetite that people have for something that you truly have not enjoyed for your own self. And that's another part. This is Comedian Organic OK. The show is called Comedian Organic OK. And we're at 6:24 p.m. Friday, October 30th. And we're going to wrap this show. We got a few more minutes to wrap the show up. And we got to keep moving through to actually, you know, make our thoughts and make our opinions, you know, that's really looking for some honesty, you know, to keep that in a place where we can get investment from the life that's, you know, truly connecting to our greater parts and our decision making. Now, once you do these things, you'll find yourself finding so much happiness, finding so much clarity, and at that point in time, you'll see life is following directions from your internal understanding, and you're going to start seeing people that is compromising you. You're going to find that they're going to run into dead end. They're going to need the GPS from your knowledge to go to where they need to go to, because they're not going to have any direction. And as long as they have a person like you, they're going to always have some direction. As long as they have a person able to use you and throw this other propaganda here and tomorrow, these things are not more important than your desires. And people want to say they are, but they're not. So when we do these things, we truly are connecting. We are truly reaching others where we think we're not reaching them. And we come to those moments, we come to those, you know, insight is like, you know, a cool breeze from sucking and, you know, and taking mint. It's that. That's the air that people pass in. It's different flavors, but it's refreshing. And that's what we're supposed to be doing. We're supposed to be, you know, getting to this part where we're not feeling like what we're doing is not accomplishing the meaning that we truly feel it. And doing that, we will go so much farther. So much farther. So many things will get accomplished. And as we accomplish those things, they will be connecting the investment in us as we truly want to have all this do for us. It'll be connecting to the world. It'll be connecting the connections
where people are compromising us, it'll be uncompromising, they're uncompromising to us, and it'll be putting us closer to what we need to have. And that's what we have. This is Community Organic, okay? And the show today is about the community. It's about different ways the community actually interact. This is the ways of how we actually clean and help the community. We have to understand this because the community have different insights. The community have different ways that we need to connect and change these things. We put these images out here, and then we start talking about the images that don't have pleasurizing experience. We start putting all these pleasurizing images out here that pleasurize all our internal spirits and things like that, and it's bigger lies. This is lies that's being illustrated on different levels because these things in people's minds, people have been talking about these things. Now they're trying to throw these things out here like this is some kind of program to reprogram us. It's like a joke. Even it's no point intended. We are in the business of telling stories, but not to be undermined. You know, they're trying to undermine comedy. Comedy got to have a stunt devil? I mean, ain't enough that the comedy had to go through enough? That they have a backup? Comedy had another comedy is like turning back on comedy. And when they actually get to the understanding how comedy is supposed to be and how we are collectively supposed to be changing people, stirring up the ingredients, you know, that's there. We must recognize October International Disabled Awareness Month in this community, Organic, okay? And we will be having different guests. Moving forward, we have a different guest. Even though we were moving out of this month of October, tomorrow is the last day, and I want to give a tribute, and we will move on. Everyone take care. This is Community Organic, okay? I will be talking with you at a later moment in time. Thank you.